listening to the Mayor Morrell Speaks podcast. This is your host, Mayor Ron Morrell Jr. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to episode 6 of the Mayor Morrell Speaks podcast. Yeah. We're 6 episodes in, and I'm glad that you're still listening, you know. And I really appreciate that. And this is a vision I wanted to do from the very beginning. And how can we communicate what's going on in local government and how the successes and the failures and the challenges and the opportunities all arise. So this episode is entitled Networking That Brings Results. It's often said, you know, it almost becomes cliche at this point that, you know, people say your network is your net worth, right? Your network is your net worth. And essentially, what I took that literally the first time I heard it. I said, you know, I got to meet as many people as possible if I want to go on this road to success, whatever that's in, right? Whether you're in business, whether you're in music, no matter what you're in this situation, specifically government, you have to be connected. And one of the things that I realized early on is you got to put yourself in the spaces, whether you're comfortable or not, where the people with the decision makers are, the people with the influence, the people with the treasure, the time, talent, and treasure to be able to invest into you or to the city. You have to put yourself in those situations and don't be ashamed or afraid to ask. You know, my grandmother taught me something early on. I was a kid for this, and she would say, you know, the worst that somebody can say is no. And so you just got to go out there and put yourself out there and ask. So if you want to go to the next level, networking has to be at the top of your list. So, you know, in my career, I started a business which was known as Morrell Scooters. And, you know, at this time, it's been open for 5 years. And starting a business on any sort, and I'll connect this to government as well, but starting a business on any sort, you have to be willing to put yourself out there and network with people, because you have to be able to learn. You have to be able to talk to the banks. You have to be able to talk to the cities. In my case, you have to be able to talk to the cities. You got to be able to talk to the city councils. You have to be able to sell your vision and be around the right people that can help you execute that vision. So any success that you're going to experience in business and what this podcast is going towards is the political realm, and government is associated with the people you know and the people you were able to connect with. The journey on this is not always easy, because it's a lot of late nights, early mornings, driving to and from cities and north, south, east, and west. But early on, I realized that any success in this area is directly attached to who you're going out and meeting and talking with and speaking with. I mean, I'll make this another real life example, specifically on government. You know, there's a couple projects that I'm interested in, you know, in pulling off in the city of Marion. And I have probably met and traveled to probably 10 to 15 different developers in less than 3 months, selling this vision and selling this concept. And, you know, all of them don't say yes. I mean, out of the 10 to 15, I think there's 3 to 4 that are legitimately interested. But you can't be discouraged by that. You have to go out and network and be able to have a vision and sell that vision and get in front of those people. So now, how do you network that brings about results, right? So now, going back to the campaign trail, when you're running for office, you have to be able to have a vision and sell that vision. And every place you go to, you're kind of building your network. I like to think of it, this could be a bad example, but this is how I think of it. You know, you're like, you're playing a video game, and you have this you have these missions that they send you on. You know, everybody that's played video games, whether it's Grand Theft Auto or Red Dead Redemption, etc., you know that you get assigned these missions, and as you keep going further and further on in the game, you build up this this information and this essentially old school term, this Rolodex of people you're able to go and talk to. So now on the campaign trail, you build up this Rolodex, and you have people that are vouching for you in rooms that you're not even in. So that's why this network is so important. So then obviously when it comes time to vote, your network has that influence and has the people to get out and vote. So now, transitioning from the campaign trail to into governing, that same network is able to help you be successful, because there's so many things that being new in the office, you have no idea what are coming. So anybody who's what is coming. So anybody who's listening, who is considering running for office of any sort, there's no type of manual that's going to prepare you that this what's going to hit you when you get into the office, right? There's no conversation. There's no conference. There's no intensive you can do. There's no book you can read. And quite frankly, there's no podcast you can listen to that is going to prepare you for what's coming once you get into the office. But you have to still go out and network with the right amount of people and the right people. I mean, there's some ways you can waste your time. You have to network with the right amount of people and the right people to build the success that is needed. And in addition to this networking, you have to be comfortable with taking calculated risks. You know, there are risks that are dumb, then there's some risks that are calculated. And anybody who's successful, I mean, you can look back through times in history, hundreds and even sometimes thousands of years. At some point in time, somebody who's successful in leadership had to take some kind of a risk. And if you are too scared or too timid to take a risk, this is not the journey for you. I think one of my favorite things to say is that you got to step out the boat sometimes. I know the water may look rough and you may not know how you're going to walk or sink or swim, whatever it's going to be, but there's going to come a point in time when you have to step out the boat. And then to become a mayor of any city of any size, that involves you stepping out the boat. So now once you get out of this boat, what are you going to do for success? And that is where your network comes in. So, and I mean, I would go out on a limb to say that anything that you want to do in life is not possible without having the right people around you, right? This network is essential for every single venture that you're going to go on. So in order for you to have results in leadership, have results in local government, your network has to be of top focus. Like I think often that my explanation for this, or my phrase, is that as a mayor, I'm in the relationship business like 99.9% of the time, in the relationship business. So I'm always building new relationships and continuing to nurture the previous relationships that I already made, right? So every day I'm thinking about how do I continue to develop relationships. So I mean, literally everything is attached to the relationships that you build along this network. Everything that you need as a mayor in local government, somebody else has that answer. And I mean, I don't want to make myself to make that mistake, or anybody else that's in these roles to think that you can just do this on your own. I mean, something you might get somewhere, you know what I mean? But to receive the ultimate success, you must tap in to that network. So having a network is vital for success in local government, and that is where your results are going to come from. You know, you can be the most awesome mayor, you know what I mean, have all the great ideas and have all of these things that you want to do, but if you don't have the appropriate network to tap into, none of these things are going to come true, and it's not even quite frankly going to be possible. So in order for any leader, but specifically in local government, to be successful, you must network, and that is going to bring the results that you seek and you want for your city. So thank you so much for listening to episode 6 of the Mayor Morrell Speaks podcast. And if you don't get anything else from this episode, just know that your network is your network in local government. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast is available on all major platforms. Follow me on all social media outlets, and I look forward to bringing you along the journey with me for the rest of this time. Thank you so much for listening.